Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran's support for Hamas is the pathway to destroy America. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, we've watched everything happening there in Israel for the last 11 or 12 days. Looks like a ceasefire may be in place. But the Iranians are speaking out, especially the chief of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, talking about the vow to support Hamas against Israel.
Jimmy, the Iranians have taken the mask off and are now openly telling us about their support for Hamas. They are telling us that Hamas is doing their bidding in Gaza. They call this battle here that Hamas, these missile strikes from Hamas to Israel, as Iran's fight with Israel. They've opened up a new era, a new front in the conflict with a Zionist enemy.
And Iran, however, is making the statement that whenever they want to go and strangle America, all they have to do is tighten up their grip around the neck of Israel, the Zionist regime. Boy, it helps us to focus on really Iran's desire to wipe out the Jewish state, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And it also should focus us on Iran's desire to destroy America. So they see Israel and the United States as one entity. This is something that is perhaps hard for Americans to understand. I wrote a whole book about this after 9/11. It's called Preachers of Hate, Islam, and the War on America. And it essentially looks at Muslim anti-Semitism, which, by the way, is out with its ugly, dirty face all over U.S. streets this past week with Muslim attacks on Jews. And you hear these people on the left who are talking about hate crimes. Well, these are real hate crimes being carried out by Muslims against Jews on U.S. streets, and they're saying nothing. And that is yet another reason, I believe, that should cement our dedication to supporting the Jewish state.
Ken Timmerman with the details on Iran's plan to use Israel to get to America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report gives us insight into how Iran plans to destroy the little Satan, Israel, and then use that attack to get to the big Satan, America. This Iranian destruction of America may well be the reason that the United States of America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. However, Iran and Israel are both in the prophetic scenario from the Word of God. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel explained how Iran will be destroyed when they attack Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 1 to 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...